Last weekend, the federal government announced a $14 million fund towards five national parks in Alberta and British Columbia to fight against aquatic invasive species. To talk about the funding and the invasive species, Shelley Humphreys, ecologist team leader at Lake Louise, is with us. Hi, Mrs. Humphreys.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, thank you. In the first place, your goal is to prevent yourselves from aquatic invasive species, but which one you don't want to deal with in your parks?
So when we talk about aquatic invasive species, it's kind of an umbrella, and there's a whole bunch of different critters that are under that. Some of the ones that we're most worried about in this part of Western Canada is whirling disease. It's a parasite that affects fish. And then another thing that we're really worried about are these invasive mussels, these zebra and quagga mussels that are in Eastern Canada and in some parts of the United States, but we don't have them in Western Canada yet.
And what happens when those species are in a new ecosystem?
So with the parasite actually attacks the cartilage of the fish. It gets inside the fish and then it targets the cartilage. So the fish become deformed and they can't swim properly. And so when the fish can't swim properly, they either can't eat properly or they get eaten. And so typically in the United States where they have this parasite already, they've seen big losses in the species that are susceptible. And for us here in Alberta and British Columbia, West Slope cutthroat trout is a susceptible species, and it's also already listed as threatened. It's in big decline, and so it's already in trouble, and it doesn't need to be dealing with the parasite. The mussels are a little bit different. They have like an ecosystem impact. They are filter feeders, and they will be filtering nutrients out of the water, and they basically take it away from the part of the food chain that the fish access and eat. So the fish can't get food, and none of the fish that we have around here have evolved to eat mussels. So they basically starve them out and change the whole structure of the ecosystem.
And how those species arrive in that ecosystem?
So generally speaking, people are the biggest risk for transporting these aquatic invasive species. I don't think people do it. They're not doing it on purpose. But with the whirling disease, it's people that transport it. It can be transported on their equipment, which is why we banned felt wading boots a few years ago. The reproductive pieces of the whirling disease parasite can be stuck in the felt of the wading boots. Or it can be in fish parts, so that's one way that it happens. And with the mussels, the most common way that they get transported is if somebody has a watercraft that is inside of a lake that has the mussels. If the boat is there for a long time, the mussels can stick on the outside of the boat, and they can foul the boat and be transported that way. But interestingly, the mussels also have a larval, microscopic, free-swimming phase that is in the water. And so if you are just moving a boat or some kids' toys or a canoe or a kayak and it has some water inside of it, it's possible that the mussels will be in there in their larval form.
How will you prevent this with the money you receive from the federal government?
So a good prevention program has got a few different pieces that all have to work together. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we're going to do is really make sure that our communication with the public is enhanced so that they know what we're worried about and know what the risks are. And our experience in the national parks is Canadians love their national parks and they want to do the right thing. And sometimes they just don't realize how their recreational fun could be causing a potential risk. We'll also have some opportunities where people will need to certify their equipment, or there could be cleaning stations so that boats can actually be physically cleaned and inspected. And so those will be some of the key things. We'll be looking at some zoning. We may need to make some changes about what types of equipment can be used where. And then we're going to also be doing some research into some new monitoring tools, and we'll be doing some monitoring to see if they have come to the park and if we need to make any changes that way. So we'll be looking at some work related to environmental DNA and trying to detect some of these species by just filtering the water and then testing for the DNA of these invasive species.
And do you know why will Kootenay, Yoho, and Northern Banff receive more money than Jasper, the southern part of Banff and Waterton Lakes?
It's for a couple of reasons. So Yoho, Kootenay, and that part of Banff, it's bigger. It's mm-hmm. a little bit bigger geographically. But the main reason is we've got like the one highway coming through, and then mm-hmm. we've got Yoho and Kootenay, and those are both gateways into British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And so we're really worried that a visitor coming in from Banff or Jasper is likely to visit a whole bunch of other parks when they come in, and they don't realize that they've crossed potentially from Alberta to BC or into different watersheds. And we really want to try to keep whirling disease and these mussels out of British Columbia and not have the parks be the gateway mm-hmm. that goes through. And we've just got this complex geography with all these extra mm-hmm. highways. So we're probably going to need a few more cleaning stations than a smaller park, or a park that maybe just has one highway that comes in one end and goes out the other.
And Waterton Lakes National Park received the less money between the five, but I think the Waterton Lakes National Park is the one that struggled the most with mussels and whirling disease.
So yes, Waterton is a tiny park, but it's also going to be easier in some ways to work in Waterton because there is one gate into the park, and anybody coming into the park has to come in through that one point of access. So it's just a little bit easier to manage. And they are already have a well-developed program related to the motorized boats, and there's a quarantine and a system down there. And they ran a cleaning station this summer. But they just it's a much smaller, and they've got fewer locations. They're going to need less staff to help manage all the different locations that they have to worry about.
It was Shelley Humphreys, an ecologist team leader at Lake Louise. She talked about the funding from the federal government of more than $14 million to fight against aquatic invasive species. Thank you, Mrs. Humphreys, to take the time for this interview.
You're welcome.